We have a special guest in the studio with us right now. Her name is Brittany Morse from Minnesota. Brittany and I, we've known each other for a while, haven't we, Brittany?
Yes, we sure have.
Brittany is from the Minnesota Dairy Initiative, right?
That is correct.
All right. But we've known each other before you started this job with MDI, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for coming. I've asked Brittany to come in to talk a little bit about her job. But before we do that, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners, Brittany?
Well, hi. My name is Brittany Morse. And like Paul mentioned, I am with the Minnesota Dairy Initiative. I am from Minnesota, where I farm with my family. We milk 90 cows. We have registered Holsteins, Jerseys, and Brown Swiss. We also feed our own steer calves, and my brother has dairy goats. I also have rabbits and a couple chickens.
Wow.
And yep. And I am a Minnesota high school graduate and a South Dakota State University graduate, where I graduated with a degree in dairy production with a minor in ag business.
All right. Plus, I got to plug this for Brittany here. Brittany is a princess of, correct me if I'm wrong now, princess of the Milky Way during the state fair. Is that right?
That is correct. I was the Lyon County Dairy Princess. And then from there, I advanced to become a Princess K of the Milky Way finalist, which meant that I was able to have my head carved out of butter at the Minnesota State Fair.
Wow. I love that. Every state, I look forward to that during the state fair. I think thousands of people do. So you actually had your head, your likeness carved out of butter.
That is correct. Yep. Right. They start with a 90-pound block of butter, and it takes about, from 9 to 5 roughly with a couple breaks in between to carve you. And you are actually sitting inside a booth that rotates so folks can sit and watch as Linda Christensen, the sculptor, as she sculpts. And it was one of the best days ever. I'm not going to lie. It was a great day.
So when you were crowned that, what emotions for you and your family? I bet you that was just an awesome time, wasn't it?
Well, it was. My dad's family, they have farmed in the Minnesota area for 4 generations now. And my mom actually is also from a dairy farm. Mm. She actually is from the Canby area. And my grandparents later moved to the Dawson area. And because of the dual family background, when I was named a finalist, there was a lot of emotions, a lot of tears, tears of joy and just pride mostly. And when I, was at the coronation for Princess K, and even when I had my head carved out of butter, it was a lot of fun for everyone. It was great because as farmers, we work really hard, and it's not very often we get to kick our boots back and, enjoy some fun times.
There you go. Good. My question is, do you still have the sculpture, your butter sculpture?
I do. I still have my my butterhead. And
that's what you call it, a butterhead?
Yes, it's my butterhead, and it's right. One of my most prized possessions. It is currently in a chest freezer at my grandparents' house. My little sister is almost to the point where she can run for Princess K herself. And so I'm hoping someday she will be a finalist as well, and we'll have 2 butterheads in the family.
You got to get another chest freezer though then, huh?
Yes, yes.
What's your sister's name?
Her name is Brooke. Okay. And she'll be a junior at Minnesota.
Okay. All right. That's exciting for you. When was that? Was that while you were in high school or at college?
I was in college at the time. Okay. It was in 2010.
Okay. Well, congratulations on that. That's
Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you.
All right. Well, as you know, I've known Brittany for a long time. Actually, Brittany works at the Minnesota Mascot newspaper part-time, and got to know her there, and Byron and the staff, and you guys put out a good newspaper.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I am not as involved as I used to be, but I'm still there to help out when I can.
All right.
And, we do it for the community. It's a great community paper.
That's right. Well, I've asked Brittany to come in and talk about the Minnesota Dairy Initiative, kind of a not a new job for you, but you said your family milks, 90 cows?
Mm-hmm.
Twice a day?
Yep, we milk our 90 cows twice a day.
Wow. Get up early in the morning, I bet, huh?
Yeah, we try. Because we also raise our own young stock, so we have all of our animals, our baby calves and heifers to feed.
Okay.
So, cool. Yeah, we have a lot going on.
Well, tell us a little bit about what Minnesota Dairy Initiative is all about, Brittany.
So what the Minnesota Dairy Initiative is it's a producer-led initiative that really focuses on a team aspect. So basically what we do is we have team building exercises and team meetings for our dairy farms that we work with. And what I really like about it is that it's a kind of a roundtable discussion that we have with our farms. Anyone on the team, they can be from a veterinarian to a farm business management instructor to a lender to a nutritionist. Anyone that really works with that farm, that their goal is just to help that farm thrive and succeed. To me, it's just such an interesting concept for that farm to have their own, you know, team of people that are team of professionals that's there to help them. Other things that we do is we also offer educational opportunities like planning your dairy farm future class and fun events like Dairy Women's Night Out.
Okay. So how many people benefit from MDI, or who benefits from Minnesota Dairy Initiative?
So anyone really that is associated with a dairy farm can benefit from that farmer, from the owner, the manager, from the folks that are feeding the calves, from the people that are milking, even to the people that are associated with that farm, like your nutritionists, your veterinarians, they all can benefit. Because what's great about it is that you have these team meetings from anywhere from 2 times a year to once a month. But what's great is that everyone's together at that meeting and everyone is talking about the issues going on that farm, and everyone can work together to kind of figure out what's going on and to help that farmer achieve their goals and to keep that farm moving forward.
Okay, when you say everyone's together at the table, who would that be then? Just the people you just mentioned?
Yep, so okay. That would be like the farmer and anyone that they want on their team. What's great about these teams is it's customizable. Oh. So that farmer and that farm, they can pick who they want. You know, if they want mm-hmm. someone from the creamery, they want their vet, they want their lender, whomever, you know, they feel. I have some farms that, you know, they only have 3 people there, and I have some that have, you know, 6 or 7 people at that table. Mm-hmm. But it's really great because everyone's there. And, you know, we're just laying it out on the table. You know, everything's being discussed. Yep. And, you know, we can have great conversations that way.
Okay. Now, dairy farms have really changed. It's a really challenge for dairy farms nowadays, isn't it, Brittany?
Yes, it is. With changing milk prices constantly and, you know, changing demands. We all saw how crazy the coronavirus made, you know, March and April and May for producers, mm-hmm. Not only dairy, but all, you know, aspects of agriculture. It was really a challenging time to kind of match that consumer demand with the price. And now we're, you know, we have a better milk price right now, but, you know, good times don't always last. So we always have to be prepared and always thinking about the future. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I really enjoy about the Minnesota Dairy Initiative is that we are focused on the future and, you know, moving those farms forward.
Right. Now, it's a MDI is a nonprofit, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And so this is like statewide, right?
Yep.
Okay. How many dairy farms roughly are there in Minnesota? Do you have a number that you roughly or?
Right now, I believe the total number of farms in Minnesota is around 4,000.
Oh, dairy farms. Okay.
Correct.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That ranges from a small farm to the bigger ones? Or
yep. Okay. And, you know, anything counts anywhere from 1 cow all the way up to thousands of cows. Mm-hmm. As long as they are licensed with the Minnesota Department of Ag, they are, you know, eligible
considered
for this.
Considered dairy.
Yep, they are considered dairy. And also, we also can help dairy farms that necessarily aren't milking right now, but they're moving towards wanting to milk, or someone that is a heifer raiser for a larger farm.
Okay. Any events coming up with COVID or virtual events or?
Well, last week I had a webinar, and a couple weeks ago I had a Dairy Women's Night Out, but we're going to take a little bit of a
break. Wait a minute. A dairy what?
A Dairy Women's Night Out.
Okay.
So what we did is we had a sign painting party in Marshall. We had, you know, subs from Jimmy John's, and, you know, we had a really fun time. And all of us there were the gals that are feeding calves at home. So we were all checking our phones as we were, you know, at the party, just making sure everything was going well at home. Myself included, I was a little nervous.
Oh, wow. Where is the office at for Minnesota Dairy Initiative?
So since it is a statewide program, we are kind of, you know, divided up by region. So no matter where you are in the state of Minnesota, there is, you know, a coordinator for your area. So I am one of the Southwest Minnesota regional coordinators, and my office is in Pipestone, and I also have a home office.
Okay. All right. All right. Anything else we should talk about that you'd like to mention, Brittany?
You know, my favorite part about this job is the farmers themselves. Since I started in February, I've gotten to know all of my farms and the producers and employees and the team members involved with those farms. And everyone is really a joy to work with. Everyone wants the same things. We all want to see Minnesota's dairy industry thrive and to see these producers, you know, these local producers succeed and do well. I really enjoy visiting with all of them. And I get phone calls from them throughout the week, and they really put a smile on my face just to visit with them, to ask them how things are going, because everyone's farm is so different, and everyone's going through different things and is experiencing.
What is the most challenging thing about a dairy farm? Would you say?
I would say, you know, dairy is a unique beast where you have to be constantly. You know, dairy cows need constant care. You have to milk them anywhere from 2 to 3 times a day. You know, our herd is 2 times a day. Mm-hmm. And somebody has to be there to be milking the cows, to be making sure the cows are getting fed, to make sure the cows are, you know, being bred if they're, you know, need to be, and to make sure the baby calves are being taken care of and the heifers. There's just a lot that goes into a dairy farm that, mm-hmm. you know, most people don't realize.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Brittany, for coming in and sharing a little bit about what you do at Minnesota Dairy Initiative. Been fun to see you again.
Thanks so much, Paul. Yep. This has been a lot of fun for me as well.
We'll do it again, huh?
Yes, definitely.
You know, you probably have to have me come down to Minnesota or in the tour your farm sometime.
That would be a lot of fun. I bet you would really enjoy that.
You could educate me on a dairy farm.
Oh, we have all kinds of things. Maybe we could even have you milk cows once.
Well, I don't do manual labor anymore. I'm in radio. Thanks, Brittany, for coming up.
Thank you.
Yep. That's Brittany Morse, the Southwest Region Coordinator for the Minnesota Dairy Initiative.